and gentlemen, this is Hopped On Sports, your podcast for the beer-drinking sports fan.
What is good, ladies and gentlemen? This is episode 52, and we are back. It has been a minute since we've been on here, but we're here tonight to get you all caught up on everything sports.
Everything.
And, I mean, we have had a lot happen since last time we've been on. But let me first bring on Steven, because, Steven, I don't know how to introduce you anymore, man. It's been, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's so initially what happened is I was going out of town, and I did go out of town. I was out of town during Bedlam, so I actually watched Bedlam in California at a very cool Mexican restaurant, drinking Dos Equis, eating at the salsa bar. I'm not going to plug this place, but if you're going to LA, text me and I'll tell you where it is. You can get a 32 ounce Dos Equis for $10, and it's like, I don't know, it was like $8 for a 12-ounce. It was crazy, but of course I was getting the 32-ouncers and eating chips and salsa, but I needed all the 32-ounce beers I could drink during that game.
Yeah.
We'll just put it that way. Anyways, then I got back in town, and Thanksgiving was right before I left. I get back, and I don't know exactly what happened, but pretty much everything that could keep us from doing the podcast happened. And we were going to do it on Friday, but we had a party to go to and just ran out of town.
Shout out, Senior Bill.
Yeah, we got a friend in town from Switzerland. And, you know, sometimes catering to your friends is more important than doing a podcast, but not very often.
So, yeah, obviously all that has taken place, and sports doesn't stop. Sports keeps going, and many, many things have happened, so we will have a good show for you here tonight, catching you up on what we thought of all that has happened. But before we get there, Steven, we do drink beer on this podcast, and it does look like I'm seeing a familiar face here tonight.
Yes, tell, you are.
Remind us what you're drinking here.
This is what I would have said to be Duvel, D-U-V-E-L. Actually, for all I'm aware, this is probably the last beer that I had on the podcast, now that I think about it. So that's pretty lame, going back to back with the same beer, but let me tell you, it's good. It really is good, and I've had a couple now. I wasn't sold on it the first time I had it. I did think it was really good, but I definitely wanted to try again, and since I got that 4-pack, it's worked out perfect. But it's a Belgian golden ale, pronounced Duvel, D-U-V-E-L. However that makes sense, I don't know, but I think this is the brewery that's been around since 1871, and I mean, I gotta tell you, the bottle itself is cool, and this is the beer that I drank the other day when I was telling you guys about the glass that was just awesome. And anyways, this is round two for Duvel, and I don't think it'll be the last time. They've got a couple other beers I'm interested in trying, but for the most part, I think I would recommend this beer to most beer drinkers. I think that it's smooth enough, but it's also got a little bite for those of you that do prefer that. I don't know. Have you tried this one yet, Preston?
I have not.
No?
No, sir.
Okay. And you have you got us some info on what you're drinking?
Yeah. So this is a beer I've never even seen before, to be honest. Boot Tread. It's a Belgian amber ale. I thought today being a really cold day here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, something somewhat darker, being an amber, sounded pretty good. Went ahead and popped this out here, and you know, I've cheated a little bit. I've already had some. Very tasty. Really enjoying it. But it's nice to mix it up, try something different, and that's what this podcast is all about, is us getting out there and trying different things, and this has not disappointed. So
I thought this podcast was all about beer and sports.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. That's right.
I think you got the wrong podcast in mind.
No, I think I have the wrong idea in mind. I think I'm here for the drinking. But yeah, so cheers, man. Welcome back. We will get right into things here if you want to cheers me.
Yeah, well, I was looking at my computer and I see cheers. Raiders fan taking home a piece of the Coliseum with him. Look at this. He's literally walking out with one of the stadium seats.
So that might be a good way to hop into things right there is right. NFL yesterday, Raiders last time playing there in Oakland. Fans were super excited for the game. You saw it from the very, not tip off in this sense, I guess from the very start of the, what would you say for an NFL?
Kickoff.
From the kick. Yeah, I like
no,
that.
No, from the kickoff. Well, I mean, no. The from kickoff the starts the game.
Got that. I think you'd say from the kick.
No, it's
so
from the kickoff.
Very from off from the kick.
From the coin toss. I don't know.
Yeah, coin flip. Whatever. Yeah, but it's whatever it might be.
It's always referred to as the kickoff.
Disagree. Raiders off and going. Started really well. End up blowing the game. Raider fans go crazy. Throwing trash and everything else onto the field. Just a real bad look, real bad way for the Raiders to play their last home game since they will be moving to Vegas next year. And the black hole, it's done, man. Done in Oakland. So sad to see it go, but you know you got to appreciate the time you did have with them. And man, bad look for the fans, but. Like you said, you got guys over here taking chairs and everything. All the good. There's a lot of good memories there for a Raiders fan, so can't be all too disappointing.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday was a busy, busy day for me watching some football. It seems like the last few weeks been somewhat busy. Caught a little bit of a couple, you know, a few games here and there. Obviously, fantasy football being. I was knocked out way long ago. Has really killed a lot of my NFL spirit this year just because I haven't watched as much. But yesterday was a great day. Was watching Red Zone, watched the Bears and Packers game, and then the Chiefs-Denver game. So watched, end up watching a lot of different games. And is there one that stood out to you yesterday that you were either surprised by or really enjoyed watching?
I'll tell you what I was surprised by was the fact that the Packers-Bears game was not televised in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Very disappointing.
And I posted that on Facebook, and I get it. I mean, you can go to a bar, a restaurant, you can stream it. There's a bunch of different ways to get it. But why am I watching the Redskins play the Eagles when the Packers-Bears are on? And I get the argument. It's a big rivalry game. Eagles, Redskins, yeah. But is it as big as the Packers, Bears? I mean, that's a big rivalry.
Oh, huge.
And both teams are good this year. So somebody argued with me, well, it's because of the location. Well, I'm trying to figure out in my head how Tulsa, Oklahoma is a good location for the Eagles, Redskins because the Packers are closer than Philadelphia and Washington, and so is Chicago. So
Chicago's the closest, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those, Chicago's right up the street. I don't get it, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, very odd. I was disappointed that Phillies Washington was our game, but not as disappointed as I was that the Browns and Arizona game wasn't on TV. Like they've made it a point all season long to make sure Browns games are on for the Tulsa market, the Oklahoma market, just to support.
Believe me, I know.
To support Baker. Well, now you've got Kyler and Baker both playing in a game against each other, the Sooner Bowl, and this game's not on TV. Was really, really surprised by that. We end up going somewhere to watch a game. Like you said, restaurants, bars all offer Sunday ticket. So it was nice to kind of go one of our favorite spots. Shout out the Brook. End up watching this game there, and it was fun. Good game for the most part. But for the majority of the game, Cardinals really dominated it. And, I mean, this game ended up being 38-24. Kyler Murray is out there running around, doing whatever he needed to do, dropping off dimes. I mean, he looked like the better quarterback at this point right now over Baker. And that's got to be, somewhat surprising to some after the start Murray had.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Murray. I do like Murray. I don't necessarily have a whole lot of good to say about Baker and what I've seen him do this year, especially. I don't know. If I was building a team, I'd rather have Kyler. That's certain.
It'd just be interesting because I don't think Kyler works in everybody's system. I think he's got Kingsbury right now, and Kingsbury's making him look maybe a little bit better because he's comfortable in a system like this. But, yeah, Baker, he continues to struggle, man. But that team has given up. They have given up. If you watch the body language of OBJ and Jarvis Landry on the sideline, it was absolutely terrible. It was absolutely terrible. They're sitting there with their heads down, not talking, just kind of look checked out. And, you know, when you're still somewhat, you know, mathematically, they aren't eliminated from the playoffs yet. And that's the kind of effort you're giving at this point in the year. I just think that's crazy.
It's pretty pathetic, yeah, my opinion. I don't know. All I know is the Packers are rolling, and I love it. And I'll tell you what else happened this weekend that surprised me is the Cowboys actually beat a team that was not negative. And,
yeah, 1-6 on the year.
Yeah, they beat the Panthers, and so now they've got a game won on a team that was positive.
First of all, Rams were playing really well. They were kind of catching their stride and getting everyone back healthy. Cooks played, and Cowboys went in there and they dominated this game. Yeah. I mean, honestly, they got up on the Rams early and never looked back. I mean, it was 28-7 going into halftime, you know, and end up putting another 16 points the second half on them. So, I mean, kind of crazy. Cowboys are going to make the playoffs despite losing, what, 3 or 4 games in a row.
Yeah, it's sickening to see that division, and it just makes me sick. How those teams are all so bad. They're all so bad. And it's just unfortunate that you're not going to see better teams getting in the playoffs. I don't like the way – I mean, I understand it, but what a broken system to let crappy teams get in when you're sending good teams home.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it is surprising in that sense. You've got the idea that division winners, they should probably get in. I mean, that's how we've done it for years and years in sports. But, yeah, it is unfortunate that some of these better teams that, you know, are in the NFC are not going to make it in because you got a team that's 500 right now who's sitting at the top of their division.
I mean, you're just going to see the Cowboys go get beat by the Packers again and again and again and again and again. I mean, it just happens year in and year out. They can't beat the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that caliber of football team anymore. And the Packers are not a great football team this year. They're a very good football team who's found a way to win a lot of close games. And really, I mean, they could have won one of their losses. I thought they were going to. But point being, the Cowboys are going to lose to whoever they play. And if they so happen to beat the Packers, which, I mean, I could see it happening. I really could see that happening. If they're going to do it, this year's the year for them to do it. But what happens once they get through there? You think they have a shot in crap at San Francisco or New Orleans, you know, Baltimore, Seattle? They don't have a chance. And I don't know. I guess everything's not set yet. But they could very well play Seattle. And they just, ugh, Cowboys are done round one. I just don't even think that's debatable.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm right there with you. One of the big things we've kind of, it's been going on all season, but I think both of us were kind of on the fence still whether how good the Ravens are. But since we last met, they've just been on an absolute terror, and Lamar Jackson has pretty much secured winning the MVP for the year.
Yeah. Hey, did we post months back our picks for the year? Did we post that on Facebook?
We'll have to go back and look.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
We can at least listen to the podcast that we would have done for that show because we did talk all about that.
Oh, and we will at the end of the year. We will definitely be covering our picks.
The Ravens, they're showing that they're complete on both sides of the ball. Lamar Jackson, he just continues to look like a video game character out there.
Yeah.
some of these moves he's doing, you know, running around. He's just faster than everyone on the field. It's just, it's quite fun to watch. I mean, it really has been. It's not like I like the Ravens at all, but when you're watching a special talent, it's like you just kind of got to respect it. And, you know, he's been nothing but short of amazing. So, kudos to him and the Ravens, man, because they've got to be the favorite in the AFC. And got to be, I would say, probably the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl.
Maybe. I like San Francisco. Well, San Francisco showed a little bit of weakness last week. And I think, I'll tell you what, I think a little bit higher of Richard Sherman every single week I watch the NFL. And I know he's a piece of work and he's tough and everything, but, I mean, did he play yesterday? I didn't think so. I didn't think he played, and look what happened to him.
It could,
I mean,
yeah, 19. They gave up 19 points in the fourth quarter to lose that game against the Falcons.
He's a centerpiece for any defense he's ever going to be on. I know that I'm kind of sounding redundant here with all the you knows, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on that with Richard Sherman? It seems like every time he leaves or he's down, the defense just fades.
It, you know, I'm trying not to be biased in this sense because I can't stand him.
I get that.
He's one of my least favorite, not just NFL players, but pretty much humans. I just don't like the guy. But you're right. I mean, he's been kind of a staple in these great defenses that he's played with. And it shows yesterday not having him. I mean, they give up, like I said, 19 points in the fourth quarter. You could only believe, you know, that had he been in there, he could have contributed something maybe a little bit better than that.
So yeah.
That was loud.
Loud as I could be.
I was trying to find this one right here. Where are you sitting at the Chiefs right now? Because they've been a very interesting story throughout the year.
I'm not. If I'm a top six or eight team right now, I'm not scared of the Chiefs at all. I think that a little bit, maybe a little bit more worried once they beat the Patriots. But, I mean, I don't know. The Patriots are a shoe-in right now to the playoffs, so who knows how serious they were taking that game. I'm not going to really mean what I just said. I mean, I know that sounded crazy. Like, the Chiefs can beat anybody in the league right now. But they're not consistent. And no, for me, consistency is huge going into the playoffs because you don't just have to win a couple games. I mean, you got to win, and then you go to the Super Bowl, you know?
Yesterday was a weird game because it was a snow game. They're out there playing in football weather. But obviously that affects the passing game, even though Mahomes throws for over 340 yards and a couple TDs. Obviously, that had something to play in it. It was a kind of a low-scoring game, especially for the Chiefs, 23-3. They end up beating the Broncos. Just a very odd. It's a very odd team. It has been all year because, I mean, Mahomes being out, Mahomes coming back, not looking as great. It's just kind of all over the place. So very, very odd. But you got to, like you just said, I mean, I think the Chiefs can beat anyone, too. So, very inconsistent, but, you know, come playoff time, it's time to really show what you're made of and get ready to go because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on them to do well this year.
Yeah.
Patriots end up clinching playoff berth. Was it 12 years in a row now? Absolutely incredible feat. They beat the Bengals 34-13. A game that no one thought should have been close, and it seemed a little closer than the score actually indicates because the Patriots don't look good. Their offense is just struggling.
Yeah, Tom Brady hasn't looked good.
No, one point he was 10-21 in the game, and I was just like, "This is not Brady, man."
Yeah, but the dude's still winning, so I'm not counting.
Wins all he cares about, especially at this point in his career. That's all he's worried about. So I do agree in that sense, but it's just weird to watch it because this offense just has no, like, sense of, like, I don't look at this offense and I go, yeah, that is an elite offense. I go, this Patriot team has a really good defense that is kind of help guiding a very average offense. I mean, it's hard to say average and Tom Brady in the same sentence, but That's what this offense looks like.
Yeah.
So
I would agree.
Now, you being somewhat of a Steeler fan, you like to cheer somewhat. For them.
I mean, I prefer for them to win when I'm watching the AFC.
I like to cheer for them. Bills Steelers last night, Sunday Night Football, and end up being a really good game because that Steeler defense, man, it is really talented. And it's keeping a third string quarterback in games. You know, it's nothing but incredible. You know, nothing but incredible for what they've done since I wrote them off. I didn't think they had any shot, and you were the one who was saying, "Yep, they have an opportunity to make the playoffs."
Yeah, who is this?
This was you.
No, which team?
Huh?
I know. Well, come I'm on, looking dude. For the list, bro.
You're watching videos. No, I'm watching
I'm
you.
I'm literally looking for the
I'm
list.
I'm literally though. Watching you. The Steelers, you know, the team I just said that you like to cheer for.
Yeah.
But they're playing against the Bills, who this Bills team, they're 10-4, dude, and they're going to the playoffs for the second time in a row in 2 years. Pretty solid Bills team. This team, this is the kind of team that you really don't want to see first round, even though, you know, you're thinking, it's just the Bills, you know. No, this team can play some defense, and they've shown all year long that Josh Allen can, you know, he can make the throws. They're solid on offense.
It is frustrating, like you were saying. I mean, I talked about how I thought the Steelers could make – a lot has gone wrong in their offense. A lot.
Oh, big time.
And this week, they really – I'm not going to say should have won because they didn't, but they could have won. And what a shame. I mean, they can still make the playoffs. It's still doable.
Yeah, it's still doable.
They've got to win. They need to win. But, I mean, they've had so many games this year that they've been so close to winning and just not pulling the trigger. I mean, two went, like, they're so close to just being guaranteed in the playoffs, or at least being a wild card team that's getting in, and they're just on the bubble. And
well, Titans lose yesterday, and that so that was their opportunity to take get the game over the Titans. Instead, they lose, so they're still tied. So yeah, I mean that stinks because it was an opportunity for them to kind of separate themselves, and unfortunately they lose. And yeah, I mean, it's still doable, but obviously a little tougher now.
I mean, they're projected to be a wild card team, and we'll see. I mean, I would love to see them get in there and do it, because earlier in the year, I mean, I was kind of starting to have doubts on Mike Tomlin, but I think overall the guy is just a great coach, and if I did say anything negative about him, which I don't think I did, I would regret that, just because I think he's shown his ability to play through adversity and really be a good coach. I really don't think he's the problem with that organization whatsoever. I really don't.
Yeah, if I had told you that Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Ben Roethlisberger were not going to be on this team this year, and you said you were still competing for a playoff spot, I think most Steelers would take that. I mean, that's coaching, man. I mean, those are three superstars right there that are all out, no longer with the team, except Roethlisberger. Of course, he's out for the season, and they're making it work. They're finding ways, and that defense is obviously a large part of that, because that defense is solid, really is.
Yeah. I mean, they have been playing extremely well this year, and a lot of them are locked into good contracts, so it's a good look for the Steelers. Moving forward, they definitely need to focus a little bit on getting some, maybe not even necessarily like offensive players. I don't know, because they're in a spot where if everything goes right, they could beat any team in the league. I mean, really, with that defense, we all know that defense wins games. But if you get a quarterback that can throw the ball, which Rudolph is, I don't want to discount him completely, just because of the head injuries he had this year, but. Man, Duck looked rough yesterday.
Really bad.
Hodges looked really bad. And I know that Rudolph has not looked good this year, but he did look good for three quarters in a game. He looked rough in the first quarter, that one game. I can't remember who they were playing, and then just tore it up the rest of the game. And then head injuries, man. He got knocked twice, plus the helmet hit. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't want to count him out. If I had to make my pick based on what I've seen this year, I'd probably take Rudolph over Hodges. But, ugh, I know a lot of Steelers fans would not agree with me, so.
Yeah.
I mean, most, in fact, most probably wouldn't.
I just, unfortunately, I think we saw that Mason Rudolph is a solid quarterback, but he's going to be your backup. He's not your franchise guy. And, you know, obviously, right now it's kind of like a testing, you know, like a trial run here for Rudolph and Hodges. And, you know, Hodges looked good in a couple games, and then Hodges looked terrible last night. So, but, you know, they don't feel like Rudolph has given them the best opportunity to win games, so that's why they went with Hodges. And, you know, it is what it is, but Steelers going to have to figure something out because Ben's got one, maybe 2 years left.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's going to be time to find someone else.
How did we not post our picks? I mean, if we actually made picks in the NFL, which we did, why did we not post them?
No, that's odd.
I thought I could have sworn we posted them. That's, I mean, we're going to listen to that episode yeah, and put we'll our list to, back we'll together so that we can discuss it. But, yeah, how frustrating.
Yeah, it's interesting. Last game I wanted to mention for the NFL this week is, of course, tonight is Colts and Saints. Colts have really dug themselves in a big hole. Mathematically, I do not believe they are eliminated yet. But
no, they're not.
But it is very tight, and this is a must-win game. Saints, you know, they end up losing that game last week. Is that correct? I'm almost 100%
last week,
on that.
Yeah, the Saints lost to the 49ers.
Yep, lost
which,
to the 49ers.
Which, by the way, if they would have beat the 49ers, that really would have locked in my position of how I didn't think the 49ers were going to be clinching a playoff spot. But as we sit right now, I'm still not crazy. Everybody laughed at me. Everybody laughed at me. No, they're going to be in the hunt, and they're going to be the playoff clinchers. They're a wild card team right now.
The Niners?
Yes.
Well, just because the Seahawks, but they're going to get in. I mean, they've got 11 wins, and they're
but
in.
That was my whole argument, was that the Seahawks were going to take their spot.
No, that wasn't your argument.
Yes, it was.
No, your argument was the 49ers weren't going to get in the playoffs.
Which, and I clarified that I considered a wild card team, not a playoff team.
Somewhat.
And I specifically clarified that. Specifically.
I don't know. I mean, no one in America would agree with you on that take, but
I mean, you're not solidified, and you still have to win an extra game as a wild card team.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You're in the playoffs. It's not like wild. It's completely different than like the wild card now and like
your
baseball.
Definition, my definition. It doesn't matter. My point
NFL's
is
NFL's definition. I mean, whatever.
My point is the point that I was making was on my definition.
Look, you had a bad take. We all have bad takes.
I had a bad take on what?
On the Niners.
How did I have a bad take when what I've said has come true so far?
No, it's not even close. No,
100%.
We can go back. We can listen to that episode. You said the 49ers were not going to make the playoffs.
Yes, and then I specified.
Then we talked about what the wild card was, and you kind of backed up on that. We're like, well, and then
not
everyone ripped you on Facebook talking
bit.
About your take. And then just a second ago when I just asked you about the Ravens, you just said, well, the 49ers are da da da, and I was like, I mean, that's the point. 49ers are good.
They're a phenomenal football team.
49ers will be in the playoffs. 49ers will win their first game in the playoffs. And then they will be in the playoffs, according to Steven. But the Niners are a team to be reckoned with. I mean, they're going to be a threat going forward. I'm not sold that they're a Super Bowl team, but they're damn good. And
I'm sold. I mean,
Seahawks. I mean, they're showing they could just find ways to win. So I'm. It's crazy that they're in the hunt the way they are, but they are. So
yeah. Look at this. This
who does the Seahawks got left?
Bull
Tell
crap.
Me that.
Who do the Seahawks have left?
I'd be interested in hearing that.
Let's all look it up. Just keep talking.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking here at the Saints because I'm just thinking what this means for them. They've got the Colts tonight. They've got the Titans next week. And then my screen just turned, so 1 second.
Seahawks play Cardinals and then the 49ers.
Oh.
So that Niners game will depend
That's
on.
That's going to be a big game.
Well, that'll just determine who's got the wild card spot.
Who's not in the playoffs, yeah.
Exactly.
Colts, like I said, Saints got the Colts, Titans, Panthers. So very manageable to finish this season. You know, they could go 13-3 pretty easy. But, they have to get through the Colts here tonight who are playing for their lives in the playoffs. So I think tonight's really going to dictate that because what is the Seahawks? What's their Are they?
They're 11-3.
They're 11.
I want to know. Think about this: the Seahawks, Packers, Saints, and Cowboys are the NFC basically secure spots, and the not secure, secure, but that's how they're standing right now is the division leaders. The Cowboys are 7-7. Okay, you've got the 49ers at 11-3, and the Vikings at 10-4, and the Cowboys are in over them. I mean that. I get the argument, but man, it's just tough to swallow. Like, as a 49ers fan, can you imagine sitting there being like, the Cowboys are in. The freaking Cowboys are in, and we're having to earn our way into the playoffs.
Yeah, tough. But, you know, you can only do what you can do with, you know, when it's in your division and all that. But, I mean, what's crazy is I think the Packers are by far the best team in the North. And you still got Minnesota just, like, hanging out right behind them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see here. Clint. So, no matter what, Packers are in the playoffs after last night's win. So, that's the good news for them. But still have to compete for the division in the next, you know, few weeks. You know, kind of crazy in that aspect. But, yeah, you look all around the league, man, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. And that's one of them, that Minnesota's been able to hang in the way they have. So, but NFC's cooking, man. I mean, it's really starting to pick up. You can kind of feel the playoffs right around the corner, and these games are meaning more and more. So, exciting time for the NFL.
Yeah, it's been good. I've enjoyed watching the NFL this year, actually. I have not been watching the NBA. I quite frankly, I mean, if I had to end the podcast or watch the NBA, I mean, I'm not watching the NBA to talk sports on this podcast. So, if you want an NBA podcast, you're going to have to listen to what Preston has to say or wait till the playoffs, because I'm not doing it. I don't care. I am sick of it. And I made that pretty clear at the end of last year.
Probably not the best thing to say for a sports podcast, but...
Well, this is not a basketball podcast. No. We can talk basketball.
I mean, but it is the second biggest sport, so it's kind of important to discuss.
I will discuss standings and players and highlights, but I'm not going to sit down and watch games. It's not happening.
To be fair, I have not gotten into it either yet this year. I'm watching highlights and things like that. But overall, have not really settled into the NBA. It's just a weird year. I made it pretty clear to before the season started that it's kind of a weird year for Thunder fans out there, losing Russell Westbrook, losing Paul George, and kind of going into this rebuild, because it's about to get worse. Because I'm telling you, the Thunder are about to dump off Chris Paul. They're going to dump off Gallinari.
Hopefully, I mean, they'll dump off Sam Presti, and then I'll start watching again.
They're going to dump these guys off, and what is competitive basketball right now, I mean, they're hanging in all these games, is about to be not so competitive, because it's time for the Thunder to go, hey, we're trying to lose right now. We're trying to rebuild, so they're going to get rid of these talented guys, because it hasn't turned into W's. But
no, and I'll make it clear that I will watch the NBA next year. I made it very clear last year that I was not going to be watching the NBA this year. I'll watch in playoff time. Let me make that clear. I will watch in playoff time. But I was pretty daggum clear at the end of last year, especially around hockey season. I will not be watching the NBA this year during the regular season. I need a break. I'm tired of it. Tired of it. Everything that started with Kevin Durant, everything that has gone down with the trades and the ignorant players and just demanding money and acting like they control everything. And I get it. They're the players. They're the most important part of the league. But I just need a break from it, so I'm taking it.
There you go. Well, the thing that I don't want to take a break from but is coming shortly is college football. Because since we last talked, a lot has transpired. OSU took place. We all know what happened there. Ended up being a decent game. Competitive. It was the most competitive I thought OSU could be in that game. For the very reason they're missing their starting quarterback. Yeah. They're missing their starting receiver.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, it was just a tough spot, you know. So I end up going to that game. Super windy, man. It really was. Could you tell that from the TV?
You went to the game?
Well, I went to Stillwater. I actually didn't go into the game, but I was there tailgating, and yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. But could you tell how windy it was from watching TV? I had a couple people ask me.
I mean, if, I don't know. I was drinking a lot of
Dos Equis and salsa.
And eating a lot of salsa. It's kind of being a California king out there. Just I honestly, like, I was watching the game, but I knew what was going on. I mean, I knew we weren't going to win that game, especially after the first half. It's just, it's done. So it was me, and I was in where was I? I think I was in North Hollywood. And I found an arcade, and honestly, I spent like half the time playing pinball. But there was this awesome place that had TVs, and I was playing none other than NBA pinball. Dude, I swear I spent $100 at this arcade while I was in California. Just played pinball after pinball. I was playing game after game after game, trying to beat my previous scores.
Nice.
And just vintage pinball machines are one of my favorite thing on this planet. So, shout out. Like, you, how do you normally say it? You say shout out something. I don't know the name of this business, but if I did,
you had to know the name.
I would say shout out business.
Shout out, insert business name. Well, since that victory, OU went on to play in the Big 12 championship, beats Baylor, earned a playoff spot. Were you surprised to actually see OU make this?
No.
Make it in?
No, we talked about it at the office before I left for California. I told you how I thought OU was still going to make it, and you and Bill and everybody were like, no, it's done.
We were skeptical because a few things had to go right, and they did.
When I said that, there was an 8% chance, but Sooner magic, right? I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Every year it just happens.
It was fun because the day before the Big 12 championship game, you had Utah-Oregon, and if Utah wins that game, OU may not get into the playoff. Even if they win the Big 12, they may not get in the playoff. Everyone had Utah ahead of OU, and what happens? Oregon goes out there and pounds Utah. I absolutely loved every second of it because I think Utah is so overrated. And I'm going on record right now. I don't want to say cheering because I will never say I'm cheering for the University of Texas, but I really hope Texas pounds Utah. And really shows people, like, that's the team that you guys thought was better than OU. That's the team that you thought, you know, deserved to be in the playoff to go play LSU. Like, come on. Give me a break. Utah absolutely is exactly what I thought they were, which is a mediocre football team.
Kansas State's probably saying the same thing about OU. Insert OU here instead of Utah. Just, you know what I mean, though?
No, I don't know what you mean at all.
No, I mean, here's the thing. We can say whatever we want. OU's not beating LSU. It's just not going
to
happen.
We don't have to get in that yet. I'm saving that a little bit because I you know, you're...
But your point, well, the only reason we'll, I said we'll that was that your point that Utah's not going to beat LSU. Neither is OU.
Who has a better shot, Utah or OU?
OU, no doubt.
It's not
no
even
doubt.
A question.
Right. But you see what I'm saying, though?
No, I mean, I don't because I don't. I disagree. I think OU has a really good shot at beating LSU. But
okay, well, then I would understand why you don't think that. I don't see how that's going to happen. I mean, well, let's just make that our own whole discussion on Thursday. We'll discuss.
I mean, we are got because this Friday begins bowl season, so I'm leading up to that. But anyway, OU goes in there, wins the Big 12 championship, gets their playoff berth. The big question was not who was going to be four, not who was going to be three. It was really about who was going to be one and two. Did you agree that LSU's the number one team over Ohio State?
Let's just talk about it Thursday if we're going to wait to talk about it.
That has nothing to do with OU. Well, this is to talk about
isn't an OU podcast. What I'm saying is...
This isn't about OU. Listen to the question.
No, I heard who's what you're one, asking. Who's two? What I'm saying is, do you want to save the playoff talk for Thursday? Like the total playoff picture?
Well, no. Everybody knows the playoff already, so we need to discuss that. So who's one and two? Who's your one and two?
LSU, Ohio State.
You did agree with that?
I mean, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Then yes.
Well, I mean, if...
Yes, OU. I understand it's LSU, Ohio State, and I do agree with it. I think 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, we were talking on the podcast, and I know that Stanford was actually, I mean, Wisconsin was actually in my talk, but we had to do our true picks, and I think I chose LSU, Ohio State.
I think so.
Because I wasn't sold on anybody being better than them. Not Clemson, not Alabama. These are two pure football teams, and they're really good. And they are really, really good.
Yeah.
And I think it's I don't know. I don't know. What was the deal we were talking about was going to possibly happen, and how Oklahoma was maybe going to be number three? What was it? LSU that was. I sent a text and you were like, "I'm crazy," but that's like 500 messages back, yeah, so I don't want to scroll to it.
So I mean, it was just really tough. Basically, LSU. It was going to take like LSU losing, Ohio State losing, and all that. I mean, it was just kind of a mess in that sense. The only real shot that I had envisioned was LSU winning, Ohio State winning, Clemson winning, and you know what? That could have been it. Clemson losing, because if Clemson loses, then you get two SEC teams and OU in there. So OU could have been a three in that sense, but that had been about the closest thing I could think of. But yeah, I mean,
well, but that was my point. It was lining up to be a position where OU could have possibly been playing Clemson, and that would have been the best thing that could have happened to them.
I disagree. I'd rather play LSU than I would rather play Clemson.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah. Clemson has there. Knows. I mean, first of all, they've beaten OU the last two times they've played them.
Yeah, I understand that.
They're experienced. All they've done is win. We rag on them because they barely beat North Carolina.
Right.
We rag on them because they play in the SEC or ACC, excuse me. But all they've done is win. They're like, what else do we have to do?
You're right. And I'll give them this. They could very well be a sleeper in this.
Absolutely.
I don't want to give them that. I'll give it to anybody who wants to say it. I'm not going to disagree with them because, I mean, Dabo's a great coach. They have a great team. They've got a quarterback that's been there. They've got a quarterback with the national championship. Or does he have two now? He's got one.
He's got two.
Does he have two?
Yeah.
They won the last 2 years?
They won.
I thought Alabama won one out of the last two.
Well, they've been in, the last five or whatever. Okay, he's got two.
Okay. But Simpson says he's a sophomore, so there's no way he's got two.
Oh, did you say Lawrence? I thought you said Dabo.
No, Dabo's got more than one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got two.
No, I'm talking about Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence got one.
Lawrence has played big games. And
true freshman won a championship. Yeah.
But how great. I mean, how great. But point being, he's been there. Dabo's been there. The team's been there. They're composed. They're a good team. But nobody's beaten LSU.
I think it's, man, I don't know. I'm not sold on LSU. I'm not. I think they're very good. I think it's tough to go from what they were last year to what they are this year and not have a hiccup somewhere. Just because everyone's crazy about Burrow, which kudos to him. He was my Heisman. There's not even a question about that. But let's not forget this guy. He's played one full year of being the starter, you know? I could be wrong. I don't think he started all last year. But I think he just barely scratched the surface last year, if I remember correctly. But
he was with Ohio State.
Well, no, I mean, he transferred to last year.
Yeah.
To LSU last year. And that's my point, though, is he just hasn't played. I mean, this is the biggest game he's going to be playing in. Obviously, they've got everything going for him right now. The offense looks really good. I don't know. I'm not sold there. Then you look at Ohio State. Justin Fields, absolutely amazing. He came in third in the Heisman. Super impressive. Wish he was on my team. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. However, this is his first year playing. I mean, these guys have not been in this situation. Trevor Lawrence has been there. Jalen Hurts has been there. It's tough for me to say that Clemson and OU have the caliber teams.
Jalen Hurts has been there, but he hasn't won, though.
He's won one national championship, and he's lost one.
Oh, well, with Alabama, yeah. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I was thinking. Yeah. I was just thinking strictly OU, not Alabama considered.
It's hard to say that they have the same caliber teams as Ohio State and LSU, because you look at up and down Ohio State's roster, and you're just like, there's so much talent here. It's incredible. Then LSU, you're like, they've got these great receivers. You know, they've always been known for their defense. defense quite isn't there this year like it has been in the past, obviously because their defense is on the field a lot. Welcome to the Big 12. I don't know. I'm not completely sold on that.
LSU, in my opinion, is just the epitome of a powerful offense.
Yeah. I mean, their numbers aren't anywhere remotely close to what OU's have been in the last few years.
Well, but they're also playing in the SEC. Well, and I get the argument both ways on that, but, I mean, don't anybody try to convince me that teams in the Big 12 are consistently better than teams in the SEC.
No, I won't go that far. But
we could do a whole episode over the debate of what the advantages of the SEC are over the Big 12. But
SEC doesn't see offenses like LSU's.
Exactly.
They don't see any time they see a Big 12 offense, they get lit up. Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to argue in that sense because, I mean, it hasn't been a problem for any of these teams to do whatever they wanted to do on offense against an SEC team. So,
yeah. Anyways, that's a whole,
yeah.
whole
nother well, whole like other I said, I don't want to get into all the LSU yeah. OU tonight because we still got a few more episodes before all that. But bowl season is starting. Friday is our first game. We'll get into our start to pick out some picks because it is really exciting. We've got games Friday. We've got games Saturday. We've got games Monday, Tuesday. Nothing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, it just keeps going.
Nothing great though, is it?
There's nothing too exciting, but honestly, this time of year, man, these are the games that are going to be the great games, the triple overtimes.
I agree.
You know, it's into football. It's just like you kind of soak it in, like. I'm looking at this Hawaii-BYU game, and I'm like, I'm super excited for that. Like, that's just the kind of thing. I like watching those kind of games.
And see, I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, football's coming to an end. It's time to turn on NHL TV and forget about the bowl games. Obviously, I'll be watching bowl games. It's going to happen, but this is when I start transitioning into hockey season.
Yeah.
And I'm really about to hit it hard. I mean, I'm
right.
thinking tonight I might actually readjust my bedroom just so I can set up a TV and actually watch all the hockey games. Probably have two different games going at once. There's two teams I'm going to follow throughout the season. I'll be watching each of their games at the same time over and over and over and over and over. And that'll be the Penguins and the Capitals. And I'm not watching the Capitals because I'm a Capitals fan. I'm watching the Capitals because I like good hockey. Mm. And I don't think there's any doubt that they're a good hockey team and they're a fun team to watch. I hope they lose every game I watch, but I do enjoy watching them. And we have not done an episode since I went to California, have we?
Nope.
Well, I did go to a Capitals-Kings game. And I was really disappointed in Los Angeles. I mean, they did not show up whatsoever, and their team sucks. I get that, but I mean, don't you still have to support them? I mean, the stadium was maybe halfway full.
Yikes.
At an NHL game. I've personally never experienced that at an NHL game. Every game I've been to has been almost sold out, so it was a weird feel. It was odd because it was raining outside, and a little bit of rain will just completely shut that city down, which I'll never understand because you're on the beach. And yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into the whole weather debate, but it was chilly, and it was rainy, and nobody showed up to the game, and I couldn't figure out in my head if it was because of the rain or if it was because of the weather. Or if it was just because the Kings suck. But even as a Kings fan, when somebody like Ovechkin comes to town, people go watch him. He's obviously a great hockey player. He didn't have a really good night there when I was there. But I don't know. I just find it hard to believe that when I go to Dallas and the Penguins are in town and Sidney Crosby's there and, you know, the Stars have their stars and the stadium sold out and tickets are going for $200 when the Capitals, who are also a Stanley Cup caliber team, show up to Los Angeles and tickets are $20 and the stadium's halfway full. I was really set back by that because when I went on to look for tickets, I thought, okay, I'm probably going to, I was thinking maybe $200 for two tickets and not really caring where I was going to sit. But I got into the stadium with two tickets for $40 total. And Alex Ovechkin was in the house, and, you know, TJ Oshie. Just all these good players in general. And it was a little bit of a letdown to see no crowd. And I'll quit ranting about that. But no, I'm not a Capitals fan. But yes, I like watching the Capitals play.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm super interested in going to a hockey game. I don't even care if the team was bad or not, just to get in there and get the experience. I would imagine that maybe sometime this year or something, we might make a trip to Dallas to go to a Stars game, especially with the how well the Stars are playing this year. I'm sure it's an exciting time in the city to be a Stars fan, because I know one of our own, Mr. Lee Price, is pretty excited about the Stars right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, they're having a great season. They did just lose their coach, which Montgomery, he's gone. Inappropriate conduct, whatever the heck that means. But good for them. They're tearing it up this season. And I'm kind of trying to stay disconnected on records. I've watched individual games, but until I fully dive in, I've pretty much unfollowed all my hockey things on Instagram, just because I'm completely disconnected. Don't want any spoilers, but over the next month, I would imagine I'm going to watch about 50 or 60 hockey games, so I'll be caught up here eventually. And NHL TV is, if I could promote NHL TV, if that could be the sponsor of our podcast, that would be awesome, because it's just the greatest thing ever. There's that beer. It archives every single game for the year, and you can go back and watch it whenever you want. For every team. I mean, and if you're in a blackout zone, you get the game 48 hours later, but it runs super smooth. It really is. This is an unsolicited advertisement, but go get NHL TV if you're a hockey fan. It's like 200, it's not even 200 bucks. I think I paid 135 bucks for the year, and definitely worth every penny, especially when it comes down to playoff time and you want to watch your games, but you're on the go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. Like, I can't imagine not having MLB.tv. Like, it's the best thing ever. And I've been so accustomed to be able to watch any Yankee game that I want to watch, you know, that nowadays I couldn't imagine not watching your team. Like, you know, so, yeah, if you're a sports fan, you got to get out there and check out these services that the, you know, each sport is offering. NBA yeah. TV used to be something that I was somewhat interested in, somewhat, back in the day. Not so much anymore.
No, and you can basically take the NFL Red Zone or the NFL whatever it is and shove it up your...
Oh, it's NFL Red Zone is the greatest thing to ever happen to sports.
It is, but guess who's overcharging for it?
No,
is the NFL.
Of course, it is overcharged. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Their rules are stupid. I mean, you wanna give me an opportunity to give you money and watch and be supportive, and you know what I mean? Give me a... Don't ream me. Don't screw me out of my money. I mean, what the NFL almost charges $300.
Yeah, it's for two something. Yeah,
yeah, and it's only for you. So if you have a family and you want to watch a game and your kid wants to watch the same game, not happening unless you're together. It's just crazy. I won't support it. I'd rather miss a game than support a crazy package like that.
I mean, it was amazing. I watched Red Zone.
No doubt,
and
it is great.
I watched the Bears game. I mean, it was incredible. It was a great weekend of watching sports. We had two computers and a TV going at the same time.
But
watching
you
got to
draw the line somewhere.
I do agree. I can't believe when I looked at it, because we were looking at maybe buying it this year.
We were going to split it this year.
And then we looked at the price. And I was like, oh boy. And then it said, you know, you can only stream one game
basically
per
it
device.
Said if you want to watch the Colts game at your house and I want to watch the Colts game here, we're gonna have to fight over it.
Yeah, it only have to be one of us using it. So yeah,
anyways,
a little ridiculous than that. A little after that little rant, but
yeah, let's wrap this up. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, like I said, we've had a lot going on. The one thing I have to mention that I made my month, you could probably say, was Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee. And this is something that it was almost, you know, you heard all the talk about it. Could this happen? Could it happen? Blah, blah, blah. Well, Yankee said, you know what? We're all in. We're going to give him whatever he wants. Ends up being a 9-year, $300+ million contract. He's got a lot to live up to. I mean, people don't understand, dude. Playing in New York is a different animal, and he's going to have a lot of pressure on him. But I'm glad he's playing for my team. That's all I can say. After seeing Strasburg quickly decide he's going back to the Nats, there's been some other big signings. You know, Corey Kluber is now the ace of the Indians. He's going to the Rangers. You got Bumgarner going to the D-backs. I mean, pitchers are moving around, and next year's class isn't, or free agency isn't as big, yeah, with the big time free agents. So this was the year to do it, and Yankees are going all in for next year. So
yeah,
kind of got me excited for April. Already starting to think about that, what day one roster is going to look like. Very, very cool. So that's my little baseball for the winter. So
cool. Well, I appreciate you guys coming over and listening to us this week. It's been a while, and we missed it. Missed you guys, and we will be consistently doing this again. And possibly and probably talking about the NBA moving forward once we get out of football season. But it's going to be a lot of fun, man. When we started this podcast last year, we didn't have football to talk about, and we had a lot of fun doing this. And luckily, we're still doing it, still going strong. Yeah, we had a little bit of a break, but we're back, and this is going to continue to go on. And the hockey talks, the baseball talks, the basketball talks, it's a lot of fun because we get to mix and match what we're talking about. It's not just like today we talked a lot of football, and we have a lot of football fans, we have a lot of listeners, and it's obviously the hot topic right now, so it's what we're going to talk about.
Got to soak it up before it disappears for a while.
Yep, moving forward, we'll be talking hot topics, and man, after January 2 or whatever it may be, we're going to be talking a lot of things other than football. But guys, we appreciate you listening. You can run over, send us an email at whateveryouwant@.com. Facebook is Hopped On Sports. Instagram, same thing. Twitter, same thing. If you want to call us, don't. We'll be back next week. You guys have a great weekend. Cheers.
Shout out USA Golf. Tiger's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.